GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Taking a seat in Spacious Studio 7A this morning, not Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy, but we're blessed to have Jerry Chassé. Remind listeners, if you would, your past experience with what is now Versant, but once was Emera and once was Bangor Hydro. Can we start there, Jerry?
Sure. Well, I graduated from the University of Maine, spent 27 years, I think it was, working in Maine at Bangor Hydro and Emera Maine, and became the president of Emera Maine for about 5.5 years. Worked in the Caribbean, worked in Nova Scotia a little bit.
And you came back.
but then I had the opportunity to go to Florida at Tampa Electric and became chief operating officer there.
Okay. So you're more than qualified to maybe give us some insight into, and George, I think it was the guy you saw on TV in front of the cameras, because he earned some earned media coverage yesterday. Democrat running for governor, Angus King III. No, not that Angus King. Already once a governor and now a United States Senator. Angus King III rolling out his energy-focused affordability. There's that word again, affordability, that we're hearing. And he talks about a ratepayer bill of rights. You don't have to start there, but I'm wondering, what did you make of the rollout from Angus King III?
Yeah, well, you sent me that last night, and I thought it was really interesting. The first words that he starts with is, "The system has let us down." Well,
which system?
The system.
Which
who's
one?
Who's the system? My first thought is no. Our legislators have been making energy decisions since the mid-80s, since we signed biomass and waste-to-energy contracts that cost us $1 billion. And at that time, we went from somewhere in the middle of the mix in terms of electricity prices to 11th in the country. We were the 11th highest in the country. And then when we were the 11th highest in the country, the legislators said, that's too high. We need to deregulate on the heels of what California was doing. We need to deregulate. We need to diversify and move towards renewables. And now we've gone from 11 to, I think, we're number 3 in the lower 48. How's that working? So it's not the system that has let us down. It may be the system that has been created by the people in our state government. So he does move on to talk about the ratepayer bill of rights, and just think about that. Making energy intensive data centers cover the cost of increased energy usage. Have you guys been reporting on energy intensive data centers wanting to come to Maine?
Well, we know of we heard word of a couple.
Yep.
And then it's not that they were scared away. It's just they made a good decision, I think, to look somewhere else.
Possibly. So we have one that the city of Lewiston voted down, and one up at Loring, at the Loring Development Center, or I forget what that's called. Mm-hmm. There are 8 small existing data centers. 4,000 exist in the U.S., more than any other country in the world. To me, it's a red herring. There really aren't that many data centers that are creating a problem for us in Maine, at least right now. But he does talk about holding utilities accountable. How many times have you heard those words?
Well, the reason they say it is because it resonates with select voting blocks.
Sure, it does.
Say the quiet part out loud here.
When was the last time you saw a utility step out of line?
Yeah, right. We have about, Rick could correct me, 15 people running for governor. If you add them all up, you take the R, the D, the I's, the greens, the blues, and whatever. Everybody's got a plan. I tuned into one this morning. It's a plan. Has anybody got a plan that works?
I haven't seen a plan yet. I've seen wishful thinking. A ratepayer bill of rights, and we'll dissect it a little bit further, but a ratepayer bill of rights is not a plan. It's not, we're going to take this action and it will reduce costs by X. And then we're going to take this action and it will reduce costs by Y. That's a plan.
Right.
He goes on in his opening statement to say, we're going to lower the cost of new energy like wind and solar.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I could afford to pay my utility bill this month.
Thank you.
I don't know. Granted, Angus King can, the third, again, the third can probably say that because he's got the tie to the Kalmanure 2 energy facility in what I think Clinton, Maine.
Clinton.
And maybe people will look at him and say, well, the guy must know renewables. But I guess I'd like to see a spreadsheet on how much they're actually generating, whether it's been profitable, whether it's a viable solution, whether it would actually keep homes and businesses warm and operating in Maine this time of year.
Well, when somebody says solar in Maine, I've said this before. My team in Florida built $1.5 billion worth of solar, about 1,200 megawatts, and it was, I'm going to say in air quotes, cost effective over its life, right around 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour. We have 50% less sunshine in Maine. Add 50% to that 5.5 cents. It's around, I don't know, 8.5 cents-ish in that ballpark. The average wholesale cost of electricity over the last 10 years is 5 cents. Is that going to lower or raise rates if we build more? If we build more solar in the most effective way possible, it's going to raise rates.
Yeah.
Now, maybe two times ago when I was on, we talked about the London Economics Study that the Office of the Public Advocate commissioned. And their conclusion was that Maine is building solar in the most expensive way possible. Using these net metering programs, which compensate these solar developers 4 and 5 times the value of that electricity in the wholesale market. So there ain't no way we're going to lower electricity costs with solar. And anecdotally, this is the first winter that I've been in Maine. Well, I took a trip to Portland last week. I took a trip to Gorham last week. 2, 3, and 4 days after the storm on Sunday, Monday. And I went by multiple solar farms that were nearly 100% covered in snow.
Yeah.
4 days after the storm. 4 days after. How would you like to be connected directly, plug right into that solar array and power your house for 4 days in snow-covered panels?
It's 1 above 0 right now. How much are we producing?
Very, very little. You can look at the ISO New England website and see what solar's doing.
You know, you've said that already, and I bet if I click on the emails, Larry Dunphy has already taken the snapshot and has sent it to us. Is there anything else with an Angus King III, not senator, U.S. senator, former governor? This is the guy that's running, that was in front of the television cameras yesterday, earned media coverage. Was there anything in there that caught your eye that we should know about that, I'll even use the word, that we should be concerned about, Jerry?
I don't think there's anything in there that's meaty, that's meaningful. A right to pay lower costs? Sure, we should have a right to pay lower costs. But then he goes on to say streamlining permitting and regulatory so that we can build more wind and solar. A right to fairness? And then he goes on to talk about data centers. Well, we don't really have an influx of data centers coming in that I'm aware of. Couple. And it's already a principle of rate making that cost causers like a data center pays their fair share. So we've got a system where, as you guys know, we have residential customers, we have commercial customers, we have industrial customers, probably 6 to 10 different customer classes, so that those customer groups pay their fair share of what it costs to serve them. If we had a proactive regulatory commission and they want to create a different class for data centers, they should go ahead and do that. But it hasn't been an issue. A right to efficiency?
Can we park there just for a second? A right to efficiency. Don't we already have that? I can go to the hardware store and buy my foam insulation, and I can do things to make my home energy efficient. Who doesn't have a right to efficiency?
Well, I think you're right, Rick. But what he's specifically talking about is new technology that reaches into the home behind the meter to manage load, efficiency so that the grid can run more effectively.
I'm sorry, did you say government control of how I'm consuming power?
Well, yeah. I spent the last 4 years consulting in this space. It's complex. There are very little standards in place. Complexity drives costs, and it's intrusive. Some customers willingly buy into these programs and jump into these programs, but many just want to use power when they want to use power.
Yeah.
I want to run my clothes dryer when I get home in the evening because that's the only time I have. Again, yeah. A right to accountability where he goes off on the utilities, holding the utilities accountable. And as I explained in the first segment, 60% of the 30-cent rate that residential customers are paying is on the government side of the ledger. A right to a better deal. Mainers deserve energy programs that put them first. You know, I will agree with that one because he's talking about negotiating better deals with generators. The Maine Public Utilities Commission has a dismal record of negotiating affordable deals with wind developers and solar developers. Mm-hmm. It's cost us millions and millions of dollars. Have my own experience with the Stetson deal, one of the first wind farms that was cited in the state of Maine, where the Public Utilities Commission just ignored comments that would have negotiated a better deal for Maine customers. And then a right to a new plan of action. Well, this is not an action plan. I agree, we need an action plan, but the action plan needs to say, this is the action we're going to take, and this is how much it's going to reduce rates. This is how we're going to get this done.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.